The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page. An epidemic of epic proportions was sweeping the nation. As the LA Times cited, movie theaters stood empty, swimming pools were padlocked, local newspapers kept a running count of victims, and hospital wards were lined wall to wall with negative pressure ventilators. The American Society for Microbiology said this: America was faced with a highly infectious viral disease, one of the most feared infectious diseases of the time. And the media called it an unstoppable virus, which many called a plague. A 2009 PBS documentary recalled, apart from the atomic bomb, America's greatest fear was polio. In 1955, one man, Jonas Salk, would be remembered for his unselfish work developing a vaccine that would virtually wipe polio from the face of the earth. The Peace Page has previously honored Jonas Salk, as well as Henrietta Lacks, the woman whose cells had been cultured to produce the first human immortal cell line, which Salk used to help develop his polio vaccine. The history professor at the University of Texas at Austin, who is the author of a book called Polio, An American Story, named David M. Olshinsky, said this: Salk became an instant hero, America's first celebrity scientist, a miracle worker in a starch white lab coat. Gifts and honors poured in. The House and Senate awarded him a Congressional Gold Medal, one of the nation's highest honors. At a ceremony for Salk in the White House, President Eisenhower struggled to keep his feelings in check. What is often lost in the telling of this story, however, is the extraordinary role played by other scientists, the ones who blazed the trail that Salk followed to completion, said Olshinsky. Two of the most prominent were women, Dorothy Horstman at Yale and Isabel Morgan at Johns Hopkins University. The work of two scientists helped to facilitate the development of both an oral vaccine formulation and a killed or inactivated microbe-based vaccine, according to the American Society for Microbiology, also known as the ASM. Amongst many other celebrated scientists and physicians, the works of Isabel Morgan of Johns Hopkins University and Dorothy Horstman from Yale University were paramount to the vaccine's success. Polio was a significant and widespread concern throughout the early lives of Morgan and Horstman, according to the ASM. Both scientists were born in 1911, just a few years before the 1916 polio epidemic in the United States, which resulted in approximately 6,000 deaths and thousands of cases of paralysis. To this day, there is no cure for polio, and prevention via vaccination is the only effective defense against disease transmission. The daughter of Thomas Hunt Morgan, who won the Nobel Prize for his work on chromosomes and heredity, Isabel Morgan, had come from the Rockefeller Institute, where, according to one colleague, few PhD ladies ever had much of a chance for advancement. She was an early and important player in the race to find a polio vaccine, according to PBS. Dr. Dorothy M. Horstman was an epidemiologist, a virologist, polio pioneer, and the first woman appointed as a professor at the Yale School of Medicine, according to the New York Times. Horstman made significant scientific, educational, and public health contributions, and her major scientific achievement helped make polio vaccines possible. Morgan and Horstman became magnets for human interest stories, according to Olshinsky. Portrayed in one piece as a young lady with unswept blonde hair and sparkling blue eyes, who liked nothing more than to fuss and putter about in the kitchen, Morgan described her research as requiring patience and as intuitive sense, a combination of which women particularly possess. Unfortunately, in 1949, in the prime of her career, the 38-year-old Morgan left Johns Hopkins, according to Olshinsky. Had she remained, it's quite possible she would have beaten Jonas Salk to the killed virus polio vaccine. She was probably a year or two ahead of Jonas Salk in the race for a vaccine, wrote Oshinsky. Had she stayed the course, there's a good chance today we'd be talking about the Morgan vaccine and not the Salk vaccine. Isabel Morgan is really one of the unsung heroes of the polio fight. She was a brilliant researcher. Horstmann's polio research, meanwhile, made medical history, according to John F. Fulton, M.D., D.Phil, Yale's Distinguished Historian of Medicine. Dr. John Enders, who won the Nobel Prize for his work on developing a tissue culture method to replicate poliovirus, also credited Horstmann's work. Horstmann's contributions as a polio pioneer scientist, clinician, and educator have left an indelible stamp on the Yale School of Medicine, according to the National Institute of Health. Horstmann, who never married, became the first female professor of medicine at Yale in 1961 and the first woman in the university to hold an endowed chair in 1969 and an elected member of the National Academy of Sciences in 1975, wrote the LA Times. Today, a bust of Isabel Morgan hangs in the Polio Hall of Fame in Warm Springs, Georgia, while a portrait of Dorothy Horstmann, who died in 2001, hangs in a gallery of luminaries at the Yale School of Medicine. They are the only women honored on those walls, according to the Times. History books tend to associate medical breakthroughs with a single name. Alexander Fleming's discovery of penicillin or Walter Reed's conquest of yellow fever. But the truth is that most were collaborative efforts, wrote Oshinsky. Morgan's and Horstmann's discoveries represent significant accomplishments from women in science who were significantly underrepresented in the field at that time and still are, according to the American Society for Microbiology. Girls, as Morgan stated, should be encouraged to reach for the heights, too. This was a reading from the John S. Randall piece page, which was posted to John S. Randall's Facebook page on March 31st, 2020. This was produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studios in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. I'm your narrator, Kim Leon, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon, and I thank you for listening.